From Spark and Anvil and Sleuth Lab, this is Tick, in Chapter 1 of the Sleuth Lab cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.
On a long strip of paper pinned across the clubroom wall, a mouse named Tick was writing times, left to right, like beads on a string. 8:15, library opens. 8:20, Beau returns the atlas. 8:40, the atlas is found torn. 8:45, Rosa arrives at school. The detective club was already pointing. Rosa's new, and nobody likes the torn atlas, so it was probably... Look at the string first, Tick said, tapping the paper. The atlas was found torn at 8:40. Rosa didn't arrive until 8:45. Rosa was still on the bus when the atlas tore. Whatever we feel about who did it, the clock says Rosa couldn't have. That's the whole magic of a timeline. It isn't about who you suspect. It's about what was possible. Put every event in order, and some suspects clear themselves without saying a word. And the real order of things points somewhere you weren't even looking.
Have you ever been blamed for something that happened when you weren't even there? What did it feel like to know the times didn't add up? Tick had cared about the order of things ever since being on the wrong end of a jumbled one. Long before the academy, young Tick had been blamed for knocking over a paint jar in art class. Everyone remembered it happening right when Tick walked in, but the paint had actually spilled minutes earlier. Tick had walked in and simply been the first face people saw near the mess. Nobody had lined up the times. They just grabbed the nearest explanation and stuck the moment to it backwards. It took a careful teacher and a class schedule to untangle it. The spill matched the previous group's cleanup time, not Tick's arrival. Tick was cleared, but only because someone finally put the events in order instead of trusting the fuzzy feeling of it was right about then. Tick, small and stung, had felt something settle into a lifelong habit that day. It wasn't anger at being blamed. It was the strange, cold clarity of realizing how easily when gets mixed up. How a memory says right as you came in, when the truth is a while before. And how much can ride on the difference. People are sure about order, Tick had learned, and people are wrong about order all the time. So Tick started writing the clock down.
Tick scurried to the Sleuth Lab Academy with a roll of timeline paper under one arm. Inspector Vex met Tick and asked the question, "How do you tell what really happened?" For an answer, Tick pinned up a strip and asked the office helpers to each say when they'd last seen the missing stapler. Ordered on the clock, the answers made a clear gap. The stapler was present at 1, gone by 1:10, and only one person had been in the room in that window. Not an accusation, just an order. "The sequence found the window," Tick said. "I didn't decide anything. I just put the times in a line and let the line show us where to look next." Inspector Vex traced the strip with one claw and nodded. "You are appointed."
In Tick's workshop, a young crow paced impatiently. "Tick, we already have a suspect that feels right. Why waste time writing out every little when did what?" Tick handed the crow a marker and a blank strip. "Because feels right has no clock in it. The suspect that feels right might have been 3 rooms away when it happened, and you'll never know unless you lay the times out. Here's the rule. Put down every time you can pin, even the ones that seem boring. Then look for what each moment makes impossible. A timeline doesn't tell you who's guilty. It tells you who couldn't have been, and it puts the events in the order that shows cause and effect. Half of solving a puzzle is crossing out the answers the clock forbids. What's left is small enough to actually check." The crow uncapped the marker. "And if I don't know the exact times?" "Then you write sometime between 1 and 1:30, honestly, and you keep the fuzziness visible," Tick said. "A guessed exact time is worse than an honest fuzzy one. The fuzzy one tells the truth about what we know."
Think of a moment when putting events in the right order suddenly made everything make sense. What did that click feel like? The crow laid out the times, slow at first, then faster as the strip filled.
and stopped, staring. "Oh," the crow said quietly, "our suspect was at band practice the whole window. It couldn't have been them. I would have been so sure, and I would have been wrong." "That's the click," Tick said, warm. "That satisfying snap when the events slide into their real order and the whole thing suddenly makes sense and sometimes clears someone you'd already half blamed. That feeling is worth more than the rush of a quick accusation, because it's the feeling of getting it right instead of just getting it fast." Tick smoothed the strip flat. "There's a relief in it, too. You didn't pin the wrong moment on the wrong person. The clock kept you honest, and honest feels good to stand on." The crow looked at the cleared suspect's name and felt the quiet relief of a mistake unmade, and started a fresh strip for the times that were left.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Tick. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.